Hey, everyone. Michael Sparks here, Sam's Oil Dealer Training Call, and it's Monday, April 27th, 2015, and we're excited for you to join us on this weekly call. Tonight's call is about motivating your downline dealers, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. But first up, I wanted to give a big shout-out to all the dealers in our group who achieved higher levels of recognition through AMS Oil. If you're not, if you're listening to this and you're an AMS Oil dealer and you're not aware, every month AMS Oil posts the monthly leaders in the dealer zone. They do put some dealers in the back of the magazine, the higher levels, but then there's even more levels of recognition that they post in the dealer zone. And you can go under in the dealer zone, you click on services, and then under services, it will say dealer recognition. Click on that, and then you can see all the dealers that are recognized for different categories of achievement, as well as business building and new customers and so forth. Tonight, I've got a few great things to talk about. One is I'm most excited for is Dave Noss. He's out of Chicago, Illinois area. And he achieved account direct. This is an exciting time to be an AMS Oil dealer, and I believe achieving account direct proves that Dave knows how to work with commercial and retail on the shelf accounts. In order for to earn account direct, you must have 25 commercial and or retail on the shelf accounts. That would be an installer or a retailer, anybody that sells AMS Oil products at a real business location, or any combination thereof. So you have to have 25 commercial, 25 retail, or any combination that you care to have, and at least 1,000 commission credits in any given month. So you don't have to do all this in 30 days. You can take as long as you need to have the 25 commercial retail accounts. But then when you get 1,000 commission credits, then you will have achieved account direct. And I believe that AMS Oil account direct is the stepping stone to higher levels of achievement, as well as higher compensation. A new dealer should work hard on obtaining commercial and retail on the shelf accounts. The reason being is you have a higher bang for the buck, as they say, in your compensation, meaning the AMS Oil pays them upwards of near 20% cash commissions on orders from your commercial retail accounts compared to the traditional compensation plan that is 2 to 25%. So I believe if you start out working with commercial retail on accounts, you're going to have a higher success ratio. You're going to make more money faster than you would if with any other program that AMS Oil has. The next recognition I'd like to bring up is Brian and Fran Frambach. They're direct jobbers out of Tennessee, and I believe they're moving to Georgia now, so we'll call them Tennessee, Georgia, somewhere. And they received last month the total sales to customers who registered in the last 12 months. And that was one of the, and they were number 7 in that recognition level. And I believe adding new customers on a regular basis is the key to long-term stability and growth of your business. Having a few customers 1 month, a few new customers 1 month, and then no customers for the next couple of months, and then a few more is not really going to build your business very fast. One of my goals is to have at least 5 to 10 new customers every month in my new customer report. And that report is, in the dealer zone under reports. And that looks back 30 days. So it's always on a rotating 30-day basis. So as you get a new customer, they stay on there for 30 days. You get another new customer, they stay on. So if you keep at least 5 to 10 or more new customers in there on a regular basis, that's every single month, you will see some great growth of your AMS Oil business. So, of course, sometimes when we do some of these trade shows, we have a lot more than 10 new customers. We've signed up as upwards of 20 to 30 customers or more at some of these trade shows that we attend. So adding new customers on a regular basis is key to building long-term stability in your business. And congratulations to Brian and Fran Frambach, direct jobbers down in Tennessee and Georgia. Next up, we have the Level 1000 honors. Dealers in this category have sponsored at least 10 dealers and earned 1,000 commission credits. What this proves is a dealer knows how to sponsor and is building their business. We had Anthony Schmidt out of Mississippi, and Anthony's been with me for a long time, and actually he's kind of a unique story because he registered as an AMSOIL dealer when he was in college, he was a young college student, and I've seen him go through college, go through law school, and now he works full-time for the state of Mississippi, and I believe he works with the assistant district attorney for the state. But Anthony is still building his business and working at it and, of course, achieving higher levels of recognition is also helping him in the long term of his AMSOIL business. So there's no limit on earning these levels, no time limit. You can do it as fast as you want or as slow as you want. We prefer faster is better, though. Lastly, but not least, we've had some dealers that earn one dealer and 100 commission credits. That means they sponsored at least one dealer. They could have had more than 100 commission credits, but they sponsored one dealer. That means they have one dealer on their team and have at least 100 commission credits. We have David C. Infaglione out of Tennessee, and David owns a Quick Lube down in Spring Hill, so he's a full-time Quick Lube owner as well as an AMSOIL dealer. His sponsor is John and Andrea Fontempi. My sister Carol Brady out of Columbus, Ohio, has a new dealer sponsored and 100 commission credits. Of course, I'm her sponsor. We have Jared Swery. He's in Tennessee as well. His sponsor is Anthony Koblenz. And then Jason and Cindy Bolgan, they're out of the Illinois area near St. Louis, and he's full-time Air Force as well as has a lawn care service. Their sponsors are John and Kathy Henley. William Spencer out of Missouri, sponsored by myself, Isha, and then Clayton Sorensen is also out of the St. Louis area and is sponsored by Kevin Hadesell. Using the AMSOIL higher levels of recognition is a great way to set goals for your business, and it's actually one of the ways that I've used primarily to build my business in the very beginning. What I did is I looked at the AMSOIL. I actually created a sheet on it, but it's in the higher levels of recognition booklet in the business manual. And I looked through there, and so once I received the 100 commission credits of one dealer, what do I have to do to get the next recognition level? And I worked on getting that, which was three dealers and 300 commission credits. And then once I received that, I said, what do I have to do to get to the next level? That would be five dealers and 500, then it goes to 10 dealers and 10,000 and 1,000 on up. As well, at the same time, I was working on the commercial retail business side of the business and working towards getting the account direct as soon as possible. And earning account direct can be done in a very brief amount of time. I believe Brian and Frambach, they did that in about 90 days once they got serious with their AMSOIL business. So that's a pretty good way to build your business, and using those higher levels of recognition will surely help you grow your business in a better way. You know, I'm asked this question frequently, is how do I motivate my downline? And really what you mean is, what can I do to get them to produce more, sell more AMSOIL? And think about it, you know, can you really actually motivate someone to do anything? It's almost an impossible thing. If you have kids, you know how difficult this can be. And as AMSOIL dealers, we have the ability to sponsor other dealers into our team, and we can exponentially grow our business, but can we actually motivate them to do something? As an individual, you know, we're independent dealers. And if you've listened to any Jim Rohn, he says it's like herding cats, which means you can't really help a dealer. You can't motivate them. You can only help them and educate them, and they have to really want to motivate themselves to do the business. Tonight, what I'm going to do is give some ideas that I have on motivating your downline, and actually effective tools to use so that you can, after you sponsor a new dealer, be able to help them have a more successful AMSOIL business. You see, the problem that we have is there was only so many hours in the day individually, and we can only accomplish so much as one person. And sure, we can maybe hire somebody or have a traditional type of business where we hire them, we pay them money, and they perform a specific task that we ask them to do. And then if they don't do that, then we have that ability to fire them. But as AMDUL dealers, we sponsor them onto our team. They don't work for us, so we don't work for them. And they don't work for AMSOIL. We're all independent. We get paid based off of how much AMSOIL products that we sell in a given month. And where the magic happens is when we can sponsor that dealer, we can clone ourselves or make two people that want the same thing. This allows us to exponentially grow our business. So you see, there's only so many hours in a day for one person, but when you can leverage efforts off of other people, that's how giant networks can, you know, have billions and billions of dollars. Think of things like AT&T or the power company or the cable networks and so forth. That's a network, and they leverage that monthly bill that you pay to the cable company. They make a small percentage of that goes to, you know, paying employees and making sure the cable TV is on and all that stuff. And the same thing works with our AMSOIL business, leveraging our time and allowing us to have the ability to do more in a day than we would otherwise be able to do just on their own. But the problem with sponsoring versus hiring, again, is we don't have any control. With an employee, we can threaten them with being fired and take their pay away or whatever. With downline dealers, again, they don't work for us. They are on our team, but they're on our team, but, you know, we can't tell them what to do or how to work their AMSOIL business. And so that's the difficulty, the motivating. And I don't believe anybody can actually force another AMSOIL dealer to do anything that they don't want to do. Like they say, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And so goes with the AMSOIL dealers that you sponsor. You can show them how the programs work. You can talk about how to be financially independent. But unless they want to do that for themselves, there's really nothing you can do. My philosophy is that if you bring enough horses to water, a few will find and be bound to drink it. And that's the key in learning, is how to determine which dealers deserve your attention and working with those and not those that need it. So, see, there's a lot of dealers that need our help, but if they're not willing to go out there and learn what they need to learn, there's not much we can do about that. So, again, you cannot motivate your downline. All you can do is lead your downline. Leading means leading by example. If you're not willing to do something, how can you expect someone else to do that, especially someone that you sponsored into your business? And sponsoring someone and just letting them out there on their own, you know, that can work. I know some dealers that do that, but I think you'll have more success, and it'll be a lot more fun and exciting for both you and the person you sponsored in your AMSOIL business if you work together and teach others to work together. You see, a few people with a common purpose working together, and they can accomplish great things. They can bring people together and allow others to see that the business does work. And each dealer on our team, we've done this on the calls many a time, that we hear the successes of other dealers and how they're doing it and what they're doing. That gives ideas to those that are listening in or maybe listen to the call later to go out and try the exact same thing. Sponsoring, training, and teaching. You know, that's the subtitle of the dealer training website that I've created for those folks that are on our team. And what does it mean to sponsor, train, and teach? Obviously, sponsoring is sort of self-explanatory. You help someone else join AMSOIL, and now they're on your team. Notice I didn't say they join AMSOIL, and now they're alone. While we're all independent dealers, we shouldn't have to be out there and be alone to figure everything out. Being part of a team is fun and exciting and motivating. It motivates me to help somebody else. And it's really the motivation. It's a self-motivation I get by helping other dealers. And that keeps me going with my Amswell business, is just seeing someone else succeed. Just like we shared at the beginning of this call, with dealers on our team that are having higher levels of success. Some of my thoughts on motivating your downline and helping them is, share your success with your team. Dave Noss does a very good job of this. I see emails come through where he sends out his team, the successes he has is with various new types of customers, things that he's doing in his business. He's really good at sharing his LinkedIn stats and how many people have clicked on his website and all kinds of cool and nifty things, and I think that's really good, and Dave does a great job of that. Be available and let your team know the variety of ways to contact you, phone calls, email, texting. Even social media. I've talked to many dealers that I've maybe never talked to on the phone that they contact me over, it's more convenient over Facebook or to send an email, and that's fine. I try to be available in whatever way the dealers on our team feel it's easiest for them to get in touch with me. Provide assistance when needed. Of course, if you're available, what are you available to do? Provide assistance, provide answers, provide quick things instead of them having to go look something up every single time. I caution you on that. You provide assistance or answers to questions. Telling someone where to find that information is also very important. If you're always constantly just answering the questions, they're going to rely on you. But if you teach someone how to look up the answers or where to find that, or say, hey, go look in the dealer zone here, you might know. That dealer zone is a very vast place, and it's easy to get confused and lost in there. But the more you know the dealer zone, the better you can tell others where to find it. And then once they learn where it's at in the dealer zone, when they sponsor somebody as well, they'll be able to tell that new person the exact same thing and where to find the information. Step number four, provide praise to your dealers that are having successes. But also be sure that your entire team sees that. It's another thing, like I said, that Dave Noss does, is he sponsors a new dealer. He puts out everybody that knows, can see that, hey, I sponsored this new guy. Welcome to the team. And recognition of accomplishment helps and motivates everyone. If you just provide that recognition to that individual person and not everybody else gets to hear it, it's kind of not the same. They don't call people out of class and give them a certificate out in the hallway where nobody gets to see it. They do it in front of everybody else because that motivates everybody else that wants to be able to get that same exact accomplishment. Again, provide encouragement, the opportunity to succeed, as well as the opportunity to fail. Dealers, everything that we do, we're not going to be successful at. There's nothing in life that works at. So some of the things that you work with your team, they're just not going to work. We've done some shows that we paid money for that didn't work. And so we learn from those mistakes or learn from those failures so that we could say, well, I don't know if I want to do that again. I want to do something else. And eventually you have more successes than you have failures, and over time those things balance out and your business continues to grow. Education on products, education on sales, education on follow-up, education on sponsoring, all those things. Dealers on your team, learn about the products and the sales, how to do sales and sponsoring. Provide leadership opportunities. So we do that, various trainings that we've done. We've had dealers that give a class or two. Sometimes we have dealers on the calls that provide the opportunity to speak and provide their knowledge and experience. This is a leadership opportunity. Work together when possible. This could be like doing shows or three-way calls or if you're with a local dealer, going with them to visit accounts and so forth. This is a great way to build that team effort and everything. And last but not least, be positive and have fun. This business is about shouldn't be something like a job where you hate to do it because then nobody would want to be successful. This should be a positive and fun experience. And while everybody's not going to have success every single time they walk out their door, if you maintain a positive attitude that's going to show through. And then if you have a good time, if you do what you think is fun, you're going to want to do more of it. So pitfalls. I want to talk about a few pitfalls to never do. Never complain. If you have a need to complain, call your sponsor or your direct jobber or your RSM up at AMSOIL. If you have something to complain about or something didn't go right or whatever, don't complain to your those that you sponsor. That demotivates people, and that brings them down and so forth. And sometimes complaining is getting frustration and so forth. So that's understandable. Everybody gets frustrated every once in a while. But if you complain up to your sponsor or your direct jobber, they'll be able to help you get through that frustration, or maybe find a different way to handle it that turns out to be a positive experience. There's an old saying that says, motivate down and complain up, meaning all the positive stuff goes to your team and all the complaints go up to your sponsor or upline. And try to do that. Don't disrespect others on your team. Don't create any kind of you talk about somebody else. That's just common sense there. Don't create situations where feelings could get hurt. You know, try to be fair. Don't feel bad when someone in your team lets you down. None of us are perfect. Those are some of the pitfalls that I came up with that I think are pretty standard there. To get your downline to produce more, you need to get them effective in each one of these areas that I'm going to talk about. And when they do each of these things, they will be motivated because they're effective. See, when you do something right, that makes you want to do more of it. Your downline will then produce because they feel they're able to produce. So one other thing is how to establish goals. We talked about that at the beginning, how to establish goals. We use the of course, I produce an AMSOIL goal sheet, put it out in January of every year. You can download that in the dealer training zone on our website, or I can email you a copy of that, as well as using that AMSOIL Higher Levels of Success booklet. That's a good way to set goals. It's easy to do. It's easy to follow, and it works. How and what to know to be effective, most of which we've talking about. How can you be more effective? And that's a constant learning thing. How to promote. You know, we're here. We talked about promoting on this call many a times. Wear your AMSOIL clothing. Have catalogs available. Have business cards. Put AMSOIL on your vehicles. Have a website. How to promote yourself. How to promote AMSOIL. What to say to people when they make phone calls. Many people just don't even know what to say, so that's why they don't do it. How to set appointments. How to do presentation, how to present the business or present the products, and knowing when to present the business and when to present the products. There's a lot of training that goes involved with, should I lead with the opportunity or should I lead with the product? So I lead with the opportunity. We're a product-driven company, and most times people are looking for AMSOIL product. They don't know that there's a business opportunity available. So normally, people are looking for AMSOIL products. They don't know about a business opportunity. That I present the business every single time because I believe that if they get a chance to know about it, then they have the opportunity to decide if it's for them or if they just want to buy products. That's great, too. How to sell the business or sell the product. How to sponsor. The correct procedures and the sequence. We all got signed up somehow. Some of us filled out a paper application, and some of us went online and did it. It took me the longest time on the G18C, the application of where to figure out where to send that to. It wasn't very clear. It's at the very top, and it said you send it to AMSOIL building. I thought, well, heck, man, they don't even have a street address. It's the AMSOIL building. I thought, wow, that's pretty impressive. But it took me a long time when I was a new dealer where to figure out where to send the darn G18 dealer application to. So know the correct procedures and the sequence and recommendations. You know, hey, how do I get started? What do I need to get started? What tools do I need to be successful when I'm getting started? And then last but not least, how to train new dealers in your team. That's pretty simple, really, if you think about it. Just keep hammering away at that T1 certification. I can't speak enough about this thing. AMSOIL, anybody that joined AMSOIL, that should be the first thing that they do. When I joined back in 2000, you had to pay $20 extra to get the T1 certification booklet, and then you had to buy the business manual on top of that, so it was even more expensive. And I did that. I accomplished that right away. I did the T1 booklet within the first couple of weeks of being an AMSOIL dealer. So that should be the first step of training. The next step would be going into the dealer zone, learn how to do that. Next part of training you would want to do is learn how to create a list and work your list, and then follow up on your list and add more people to your list. And after that, you know, you're going to learn about products and so forth. Just remember, each AMSOIL dealer is independent. They have their own ideas on how to work at the business and how to build their own business. There's no one way to build an AMSOIL business. As a sponsoring dealer, it's up to you to help your dealers and your team to work at the business that most suits them. If you can't help them, find someone who can. AMSOIL's been around for 40-plus years, and there are literally thousands of dealers with 10, 20, and even 30 years of experience at different areas of the business. There's bound to be someone that can help a dealer if you can't. And the best way to do that, again, is to contact your sponsor, contact your direct jobber, RSM. Needs assistance that you don't know how to provide, we'll find them how to get that question answered or how to get that assistance. Which brings me to that last topic is training. We as dealers can only do so much to help and train your downline. AMSOIL offers one of the most comprehensive and training programs in the home-based business opportunity out there. That's AMSOIL University. Attending AMSOIL U will not only help you become more successful individually, but it will help you give you the tools and the skills to be able to share with your own team, as well as new dealers that you bring on board in the future. Serious AMSOIL dealers seek out and obtain knowledge from any source possible. I understand it if you can't make it to AMSOIL University this year, but put it on your list for next year and then set the goal to do whatever is necessary to make that happen. Work at it and build your business over the next 13 months so that your business will pay for you to go. This is really important if you're serious about building an AMSOIL business, is get yourself to AMSOIL University. In the meantime, if you can't go this year, AMSOIL offers online training in the dealer zone, as well as going through the business manual on a regular basis. Even after 15 years, I go back through the business manual periodically to freshen up what I might have forgotten, or you may even learn something new that I looked over in the past. The business manual, you don't have to order that. It's available free online in the dealer zone under the training tab. You click on training, and then you click on T1 certification, and then you look at the certification series training manuals. And I can, I'll put that in the show notes for anybody that can't find that. It doesn't say actual business manual, but that's the exact booklets that are in the business manual. If you were going to order it, they're available in PDF online. So I go through those periodically and I look at them. Okay, what's it take for a commercial account, and what's a good commercial account, and how to follow up with a commercial account, retail on the shelf, how to administrate your business, and all kinds of information in those training manuals you should be going over on a regular basis. So do that, and I believe you'll see a lot more success in your business. Don't forget, if you like these calls or have a question, please leave a comment on the episode at our website. Questions on the site will be answered within 24 hours, and it benefits all dealers when others ask questions. Remember, the only dumb question is one that isn't asked. And with that, I want to pull up. Anybody have anything to add with this? Let me take us off mute here. Hi, does anybody have anything else to add as far as motivating or sponsoring?
Just be positive. Positive.
You're what?
Until positive. Be always positive when you talk to the clients, when you talk to other dealers. Show you enjoy what you do, and it just creates excitement in other people, and they join you, you know?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Be happy what you're doing. If you don't happy, don't do it.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Andre. Yeah, you got to enjoy what you're doing. I've seen people that have little little sticker that says, I love what I do, ask me about it, or something like that. You know, I love what I do because I'm helping other people, whether it's with the products or whether it's with the opportunity or whatever it is. So, yeah, definitely got to enjoy what you're doing and be positive. So, thanks, Andre.
Yeah. Like some people ask me, why are you using Zoho? Because I can recommend it to my mother. So that's the quality. So you're not going to recommend your mother some crap. So there you go.
Good stuff. Thank you, Andre. Appreciate it. Anybody else? We got one more here tonight. And we got a good thing they want to talk about on Motivate and your downline.
Michael, I would just say find out their why they'd want to do it as a business. You know, like, what's the reason? If they have a motivation, you know, like, well, I want to quit my regular job, you know, and, you know, I can't do my regular job because it's going to be, my body can't take for the next, you know, 20 years. I want something else. You know, I want, you know, whatever their why is.
And, that's a good one, Derek. That's a great finding their why, and there's a whole cloud. We could do a whole 30-minute call on finding your why, but that's definitely true. It's helping people find their why. And then setting a goal or setting an expectation, I would say it goes along with that. I want to quit my job in 2 years. Well, you know, we have to determine what it takes to be able to quit your job in 2 years. You know, maybe it's going to take you 4 years instead or 6 years or what have you. But definitely find their why and then set the expectation of how they can accomplish that. And that's definitely a great one on motivating your downline, because if you keep that goal in the future, you can get to it, definitely. So, well, I appreciate everyone being on the call tonight with that. Hope everybody has a great week, and get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks, Michael.